If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. 22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1-2-3. Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Bunny Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. Magical engineer Frank's ready. I'm ready. We got a great show, and thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network and WWCR and other networks. We're going to be talking about the blood biomarkers. We got some tests that they're going to be rolling out. We got that in our quack report. We got stuff. We do. And it's all about making you aware and empowered. Knowledge is power, especially if you have wisdom and discernment. So before we get to all that great stuff, we're going to do a dedication. Big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, seeking the Lord's face, mind and the time, because it grows short. Devotionals in Colossians 1st chapter. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even for the forgiveness of sins. So, yeah, but we have to make the Lord Jesus Savior of our life, repent, and change. That's what repentant is. It's a military term. You go the other way. You kind of bury the old man, the old ways, and you live anew. That's what it's all about. And seeking the Lord's face and walking in uprightness, justice, righteousness' sake and all that. So, and the time's growing short. Yeah, I can feel it. So, yeah, the expiration date's coming up on that invitation, so don't neglect it. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Hey, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, it says a sperm count rapidly declining on all continents. This was a meta-analysis. Say over the past 50 years, they say male populations have been, well, their endocrine system has been disrupted with a lot of chemicals and things. So according to this new updated study, they looked at over 2,900 abstracts, over 800 articles. They were looking at sperm count concentrations, and they said they have fallen steadily every year since 1972. And overall sperm counts have decreased by more than 50% over a 50-year period. Male fertility rates are becoming a public health crisis, they're saying. So the new analysis that got published in the Journal of Human Reproduction Update said the sperm count data from 38 studies conducted on six different continents from 1972 to the year 2000, sperm counts are way down. It's dropping almost 2% a year. Fertility rates have continued to be over twice that rate, the infertility rate. So total sperm counts declined by 2.64% a year over the last 22 years. So it was almost 2% from 72 to 2000. And now, since 2000, it's dropping 2.64%. So we got a problem. This is across the board, North America, Europe, Australia, South and Central America, Asia, and Africa. So, FYI. Next up in the quacker, scientific evidence shows that RF radiation from your mobile phones caused cancer. Four of the world's leading experts in environmental health have determined in a new research project that radio frequency RF radiation from mobile phones is carcinogenic to both animals and humans. They say scientists the former director of the U.S. National Toxicology Program, he was weighing in that RF radiation causes cancer, endocrine system malfunction, neurological, and other health effects. According to the four scientific experts, the FCC systematically ignored the precautionary principle when it comes to cell phone dangers. So the precautionary principle, in case you're unfamiliar with that, is a set of principles commonly used in toxicology to assess risk. So the Environmental Health Trust, as well as the founding director of the Center for Environmental Oncology and the University of Pittsburgh Cancer Institute, were all involved in this research. They say both 4G and 5G wireless technologies are linked to cell and tissue damage and disruption, as well as DNA damage. Wow. Okay, last but not least, in the quack report, Mediterranean diets are associated with fewer dementia cases or Alzheimer's cases. This is the American Academy of Neurology. They say people who eat diets rich in green leafy vegetables, as well as other vegetables, fruits, whole grains, olive oil, beans, nuts, fish, have fewer plaque proteins that they say cause dementia issues, like Alzheimer's disease. So if we consume the right diets, according to the study that was published just recently this month, it was in the Neurology Medical Journal and the American Academy of Neurology, we can sidestep dementia. Amen! And that wraps the quack report. Ooh, thank you, Frank. All righty. Well, we are going to be looking at a few things here, especially when it comes to, well, blood. your blood is has biomarkers in it, and science has taken advantage of those biomarkers, and they're investigating new ways to profile folks, and we're going to talk about that. So this is a new study we're going to be looking over, but your blood being used as a biomarker, something like a fingerprint, you know, science has really just come out with this new blood biomarker test, and they say it determines a person's anxiety level. So some people will think it's, you know, pretty much a good thing, but the test's error margins classify people as having an emotional problem when they do not. That I have an issue with. So if we move to, let's say, the ID cards, the truth scores, and the digital money, so these medical scans and tests could impact all of these areas. So let's look at the study. This is March 2023. Indiana University School of Medicine reported to have created a blood test for anxiety. So the test is supposed to objectively test for the severity of anxiety and which therapies the patient would need. So the research was published in the March 2023 Journal of Molecule Psychiatry. And an interesting side note on the study is that scientists want to expand the use of this test for the following things like depression, bipolar disorders, post-traumatic stress disorders. So it'll have sweeping ramifications down the road for some people, and we'll get into that in a minute. Here's a quote from one of the professors, medical doctor Alexander Nukusu, professor of psychiatry at Indiana University School. He said, many people are suffering from anxiety, which can be very disabling and interfere with daily life. So the current approach, he says, is to talk to people about how they're feeling and see if we could, you know, put them on medications. But some medications can be addictive and create more problems. So we wanted to see if our approach to identify blood biomarkers could help us match people to existing medications that will work much better and could be non-addictive choices. So if a person, though, is labeled as having a mental health condition, it can impact a person's ability to be, let's say, employed, purchase a firearm, obtain reasonably priced life and health insurance, etc. So according to the research, such blood biomarkers would be tested every 3 months or whenever a person is admitted to a psychiatric hospital. So once you get on that notification, you got anxiety through your biomarkers, they're going to be testing your blood pretty regularly. So what biomarkers are they using? Well, what the test looks at is your RNA biomarkers to establish the mental health profile and your mental health state at the time. So they are then referring to therapeutic drug medications. That's what they do. They'll test your blood and they'll refer you to specific medications based on your biology. Now, science is using the blood biomarkers as an objective third-party piece of evidence, and they are profiling patients in this regard. Yeah, profile. Dr. Alexander goes on to say, having something objective like this, where we can know what someone's current mental state is, as well as what their future risk will determine what treatment options match their profile. So they want to project your future as well. So there are a lot of health conditions that, according to medicine, can never be cured. Examples would be heart conditions, cataracts, diabetes, and other illnesses. Therefore, science likes to project or predict the person's future of never really getting off treatments and never possessing a cure. So the patient's hormone levels will also be tracked as it can influence your mental health. So science wants to be able to diagnose everyone, and therefore the questions you are now getting at your doctor's office and your hospital asking you if you're depressed, do you want to hurt yourself, well, they're going to be checked out against your blood biomarkers now. And they will also use the test to rule out heart attacks in the ER when it's just an anxiety or panic attack. So, get ready. The test also may become a required part of your physical exam. That's what they're shooting for. Dr. Alexander says, this is something that could be a panel test as part of a patient's regular wellness visit to evaluate their mental health over time and prevent any future distress, end of quote. Part of your physical exam. What are physical exams for? Sometimes they're required for employment or insurance. And what about the error margin? Well, as I've pointed out many times before, medical tests have a 20% error margin in them. Therefore, labeling someone as riddled with anxiety when they are not could have significant ramifications. So think of the sweeping applications to this. If you are, let's say, a pilot and your test signals you as having mental health issues, well, you're going to be grounded. Or if it's used for getting a passport and you may not be able to board a plane. Or what about, what about child custody issues and adoption situations? Yeah, this will be used by maybe the military or used in qualifying a person for a security job. So what about a bus driver or even a teacher job? Any position that really poses a liability, I would think businesses would want to weed out the risk factors. So employees are already asked to provide urine tests, for drug testing. What about, just an extra vial of blood for the biomarker? Yeah. So once it's in the medical record, what a battle it would be to correct it. So with the world of big data, getting things expunged is going to be a hurdle. I'm thinking, let's clean house. Let's just, get things in order. And one thing really to consider is, doing your organ cleansing and your nutrition with regards to anxiety and mental health in general. So a congested bowel can actually produce symptoms of depression. A lack of vitamins and minerals can, influence neurotransmitters, your personality and your mental health. Yeah, so once you take all the fluids away, we're a pile of minerals. So cleanse and nourish is my mantra. Yep, cleanse and nourish the body, and you can sidestep a lot of these situations. Really, I also would watch the caffeine and the alcohol because these can exacerbate anxiety conditions. They can make them worse. So if you're interested in, cleansing and nourishing, getting on a better diet, if you will, the Mediterranean diet's pretty good. I love that diet. Lots of green leafy vegetables, nuts, seeds, omega-3 fatty acids, avocados, fish. And the portion sizes over there in the Mediterranean area is smaller than what Americans eat. So you want to curtail meats to about 4 ounces, lots of fruits and vegetables. You'll be amazed what that can do for you. And that's so simple. You have the power to do that right now. Yep, just pop on over to a bookstore, go to the cookbook section. They have them in, regions. Go to the Mediterranean shelf and, get a paperback. You can make these dishes. There's nothing exotic about them, but you can make them in 20, 30 minutes and transform your life, right? Mediterranean folks have low risk, if any risk, of diabetes, heart disease, or cancer. And it's all about how they're eating. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They'll send you a free catalog, and you'll learn how to superinfuse nutrition, cleanse away the toxins for better health. You can call them at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address. If you're international, call 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. And they're in the middle of a spring sale, so you can save 25% on orders of $60 or more. You want to use coupon code 23SPRING. And you want to hurry, though, because sale will end on the 25th of March, and restrictions do apply. So if you're thinking about cleansing, spring's a great time to do cleansing. So people ask me all the time, well, how do you do it? When do you do it? Well, you can cleanse as often as every 3 months, but most people, do it twice a year. They'll pick a season, spring and fall, that kind of thing. You know, you get rid of pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, radioactive particles, pesticides, herbicides, all the things, you know, food additives you don't want to hold on to. So cleansing doesn't have to be abusive. It can be gentle but effective, and you want to do it properly. So the folks at Apotheca Herbs are experts in the cleanse and nourish areas. So you can check them out on their website. Do have a, they have an organ cleanse section, and your cleanses are listed in the order in which you do them, and they're also listed that way in the catalog. Update on the catalog. Ooh, it should be here the end of the month. We're all excited about it. So I know a lot of people are pouring in some requests for the new catalog. So we are kind of holding on to those requests until the new one gets here. Now, if you want a current catalog, we definitely can send you what we have in stock. The new one is going to be a few weeks out. The website update, yep, it's cranking along. I know it's been a long time in the coming, but we wanted to get it right. So we're looking probably as an April debut for the new website. So we're excited about that as well. So hopefully easier to find stuff, easier to read stuff, that kind of thing. So working on a couple of things now. In the design mode is what I'm, how I put it. That's what we're in, Frank, the design mode. Refresh. Well, spring's a good time, you know, to kind of refresh things. So that's what we're doing on the web, in the catalog, and hopefully you guys will like it. Now, if you're on the website, do sign up for the free online newsletters. There's two of them. There's HealthQuest and there's American Survival. You can go to thepowerherbs.com website. Click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up there for free. There's no subscription. They go out weekly, and you'll have empowering information in there that you're not going to get anywhere else. So you can keep your interests, you know, kind of ear to the radio waves, if you will, on, you know, your natural health therapies, what's new in medicine, and your natural alternatives to that, as well as your finances. So the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading do contribute articles in one of the newsletters, American Survival, so you can kind of see what's going on in the marketplace. So if you have, you know, investments, if you're interested in keeping up with gold and silver prices and things like that, they are excellent with that information. So trust them. They are awesome. I've done business with them before, and I find them very ethical. So if you're looking for someone in that area that's trustworthy, I highly recommend them. So, well, let's see. We got what's coming up here. We're going to talk about, we were talking about, you know, the error margins and tests. So we're going to talk about the truth about your medical tests in the second part here. We are going to be talking about, you know, what's all involved and what's behind the scenes even with, you know, these medical tests, you know, when the nurses and doctors walk off with x-rays, body fluids, and things like that. There's a reason. There's a reason people get second and third opinions, because sometimes it's just not right the first time. So if your gut says it's not right, then I would definitely get a second or a third opinion. Definitely something worth doing. All right, so we're going to jump in because we got a few minutes before we got to go to break. Medical tests that are typically run on us patients tend to have flaws in them, and they're not as accurate as we think they are. So your failed COVID test was highlighted recently, you know, and under a lot of skepticism there. So there are a number of things that can go really wrong with your medical tests. And how it's handled, really, how the test is handled once you have it taken or done. So just because the test has been used for decades doesn't mean it's going to give you accurate and good results. Tests are a tool used by doctors to narrow down the diagnosis as a process of elimination. So if you are aware of, you know, your test limitations, then you can do a better job of finding the cause to your health issue. So let's look at some of the problems that can crop up. So medical tests have a lot of opportunities become skewed. Here's just some examples. Logistical errors, you know, your paperwork is mishandled. Tests are labeled wrong. A patient's name is wrong. The wrong test was performed. I mean, I worked at hospitals. That happened all the time. Procedural mistakes. Samples are improperly stored or mislabeled. Maybe they used a wrong collection container. Maybe they had faulty equipment that tainted the sample. Or there could be circumstances. Anything can alter a test result. There could be a change in temperature. The patient wasn't told not to have food or water before the test. A patient wasn't told to avoid medications before the test. Or there's limited information. The test is limited in providing information to begin with. Some tests may show something is there, but it's not. It doesn't identify what it is. So you can see that in a lot of x-rays and other types of studies that kind of happens. You got that false positive issue that can crop up, and false negative as well. So tests aren't, you know, as accurate as we like them to be. I know we're all doing the best we can, but get second and third opinions, because that helps. It really does. Oh, we see by the clock, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll pick this up, and we'll get some more information for you, so don't go away.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As we age,
age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Thank you. All right. Well, we're talking about the truth about your medical tests. Oh, yeah. And, you know, October 2019, the University of Texas did some reporting on testing, especially of the thyroid cancer variety. They say the tests aren't as accurate as you think. That's right. They conducted that these tests put patients at risk and have unnecessary surgeries. So they said a new test is being developed supposedly to be faster and more accurate. Their research did get reported in the October 2019 Journal of Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences. Here's a quote from that article. Professor of Chemistry and Diagnostic Medicine at the University of Austin, Lavia Urban, she says, if we could prevent people from having surgery they don't need and enable them to have a more precise diagnosis, we can improve treatments for patients and lower healthcare costs. Thousands of patients each year have surgery only to learn that it wasn't necessary. Yeah, they removed their thyroid. If you remove your thyroid, then you're on hormone replacement drugs all the rest of your life. So people are still kind of trusting with regards to healthcare and should kind of lean on the side of caution. Ask lots of questions. Get second and third opinions and do your homework on all the treatments recommended to you, because patients are not told everything about treatments, and half the truth is still a whole lie. So it's easier than ever now if you have a smartphone, if you're at the clinic or the hospital, if you're told you need this, you need that, you can look it up online. You can kind of research it right there. I was just talking to a lady earlier today. She was like, the doctor, you know, she fell. She tripped on something and she fell. So she didn't break a bone and then fall. She tripped on something and fell, and she messed up her shoulder. So the doctors did bone density tests on her and all this stuff, and they want to put her on the Proleva injection for bone density. And I said, well, did you look any of that up? Now, some people don't have the ability. They don't have the technology to look stuff up. You know, they don't have a PDR, physician's desk reference at home. They can't get to the library or whatever. So I looked it up for her, and I read it to her. I said, well, I said, this list is long. It'll take you more than 5 minutes to read the list. So I just gave her some of the highlights on the common side effects. And she said, oh, my word. She said, the doctor didn't say anything about that. Uh-huh. So she asked me to print it off and send it to her, which, you know, I went ahead and did. So always research very carefully on all your medical options there. So she asked me, what would you do? I said, well, first of all, when I read, you know, side effect lists like this, there isn't any way I'm going to take this medication, not with a 10-foot pole. And I told her, I tend to rely on whole food chemistry for wellness, and we got to talk about that. So you're not left without options. God didn't expect you to rely on a pharmaceutical company to be well. Actually, it's the opposite. He says in Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, Herbs are here for the service man, the healing of the nations. It's right under our noses if we care to look at it. So it's Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 and 30, Psalms 104, verse 14, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7, and Revelations chapter 22, verse 2 are just some of them. All right, so doctors sometimes even don't know. They really don't know everything about a test they're giving you. In a lot of instances, when it comes right down to your doctor, may misunderstand the test even. So working in a hospital and in a surgery environment, you kind of learn that tests can be misread and misrepresented and mishandled. So if it were not for a case where there would be no need for a second or third opinion, well, there's a reason for a need for a second or third opinion. And it's also kind of a sad fact that physicians may not truly understand the false positive scenario anyway. So patients are often not informed, and this can lead to some really awful life or death decisions. Tests are often founded on probabilities or guesses in clinical study, right? So many of the statistics from your clinical trials on these medical studies are just wrong, or worse, they're fraudulent. So this affects people and doctors, and they're not aware of this weakness in the test system. Let's see if I could give you an example. There was this study done. It was done by gynecologists. They were looking into the possibilities and statistics of mammograms giving positive results for breast cancer, found that the test, you know, came in at 80% chance of having breast cancer, when the reality they learned was the actual statistic was 10%, not 80%. So tests like this do have consequences. Not only do they indicate additional tests should be scheduled, like MRIs and biopsies, but it also, there's a risk going to surgery. The risk is very high. So they found that half the women getting mammograms will get false results. And for this reason, Switzerland and France stopped using those tests. So another example is your bone density tests have been reported, previously on this show and others. There are three main bone density scan machines, and they are all calibrated differently. So for the most part, petite postmenopausal women tend to fail the tests automatically, and then they get put on bone density drugs, which have very risky side effects. So if you're going to do bone density tests, you definitely want to have it done on the same brand of machine so you can kind of keep up with the changes. Otherwise, you're going to be all over the map. So some other tests, which even the best doctors out there can make a mistake. So 80% of physicians will overestimate the benefits of tests. So more than half of physicians feel that they are not real confident in themselves in understanding the results of a lot of tests. So the other tests science has a problem with really bad errors, are tests for prostates, lung cancer tests, heart attacks, asthma, Lyme's disease, and CT scans. Here's a quote from Washington Post, October 2018. It said, 8 out of 10 doctors say they rarely, if ever, talk to patients about the probability that the test results were accurate. Oh, they avoid that. They're not going to talk about the accuracy of the test. But hey, you're a patient, you got a brain, and you've can just ask him, well, doc, what's the accuracy of this test? Any guarantees with this test, doc? Probably none at all. So this is a Washington Post again. They said, every year, many thousands of patients are diagnosed with diseases they really don't have and receive treatments they really don't need, treatments that may have harmful or permanent effects. So you want to do your homework on your test, and by no means blindly trust the medical tests or the recommendations from the medical establishment. You want to verify. Vet these things out. So even if you have known your doctor for many years and you trust him, okay, he can be misled by the literature on these tests. There can be also behind-the-scene influences that affect the tests and how doctors read them even. So today, one of the biggest provoking measures is to threaten the doctors and nurses with financial ruin by taking their credentials away if they don't promote tests, okay? The point is, they can't make assumptions anymore that we can't make assumptions anymore that the medical professionals are really doing the right thing. So if you suspect something, act on it, protect yourself. Now, when I was in healthcare back in the 90s, our group of neurologists would get a $400 kickback for every CT or MRI that they sent a patient to the hospital for. So that was an incentive to schedule those things, even though the patient may not need it. See? All right. And let's get back to this error margin we were talking about earlier. 20% error margin built into your medical tests. And the more studies that I read, the more I think that percentage may be low. So you want to add to that, physicians are not knowledgeable enough about the tests and how to read the test results. Or how about adding the tests are not accurate to begin with. The medical personnel mishandles the test. Quite a lot of tests are mishandled. The tests are built on probabilities instead of actual facts. False positives are misunderstood by health professionals altogether. And tests are skewed to promote drug and surgery treatments. Not good. So I once talked with a doctor who was quite upset. He had ordered some body fluid samples to be taken from a patient to have some tests run on it. And they didn't have – somebody messed up and didn't order collection jars, things to collect these body fluids in. So the nursing staff kind of made do, and they put it in a Gatorade jar, a Gatorade bottle. They kind of just rinsed it out with water and then threw the sample in there. That's not how you do it. And obviously that's going to give you some really bad results. But these are the tools doctors have. This is what they're using to help them come about to a diagnosis. So patients are going to need to be on their toes in order to avoid what I call test scams, which can lead to misdiagnosis and unnecessary treatments. And when you think about many of these tests, they're really marketing tools to convince the patient, who's the customer, that they need a specific medicine or a specific treatment. This is what the test says. Here it is in black and white. So, second and third opinions. Mm-hmm. I know it costs money to do that, but it may help you avoid a serious problem. And I personally, my tools are very different than allopathic medicine tools. I'm relying on God's word, which God can't lie, see. So there's 100% accuracy there. So if God says the medicinal herbs are here for the healing of the nations and for the serviceman, I'm going to take that all the way to the bank because that's what it means every day. That's a living word of God, and that is not misrepresented, okay? That's not half the truth. That's the whole truth. So God made the body. God made the herbs. He knows what the human body needs. And the chemistry cannot be improved upon. It's done right the first time. So we can trust in God. We can trust in his medicinal medicines to help the body stay well, bridge the gap, get better, transition to a better diet and all that. So scripture is full of encouraging statements regarding the use of his herbs for healing. So get in the word of God and you'll know what I mean. So thepowerherbs.com is to put the power back in your hands. Okay, so science did a study, and people on really bad diets went to healthy ones, and it changed their DNA in 6 days. That's with just food. So it matters what you put in the body, and that's how much power you have over wellness with what you put in the body, foods. Now, add to that medicinal herbs. Medicinal herbs are concentrated nutritional elements, more so than a food source. And therefore, you can do wonderful things with those, especially if the body's ailing, okay? So the longer I do this, the more I think it's a mineral depletion that has created a lot of metabolic problems. So once we super infuse the nutrition back in, the body can correct those things. So it's an interesting thing. If you have power to change DNA in 6 days with foods, and you have power to heal the nations with medicinal herbs, okay, now on the flip side of that, what do you suppose would happen with RNA gene-altering vaccines? What do you suppose the changes would be with that? Yeah. So, you know, draw near to the Lord God. He's going to protect you. He'll be your shield and buckler. He'll help advise you if you're not sure. I always seek the Lord's face and ask for direction. So he'll take and lead you in that right direction that you're looking for. Never fails. Never fails. All right, so we got a few minutes, and I wanted to, we were talking about thyroids the other day, you know, because the thyroid tests are way off. People are having their thyroids treated when they don't really need them treated. So let's talk about the thyroid issue, because we got a thyroid epidemic, and it's really a mineral depletion. Based on what science is saying, it's not from me. Rutgers University did a study, and they're learning all kinds of things about the thyroid. Thyroid is doing more metabolically for the human body than they ever thought. They thought it was just, you know, there to help you with energy levels or body temperature. No, it does more. It makes a lot of hormones for metabolic functions. So the American Cancer Society says we have about 52,000 new cases of thyroid cancer each year in the United States. And the death estimate is over 2,000 per year in men and women. So the American Society of Clinical Oncology is reporting that some of these cases are overdiagnosed. So they are also saying the rising number has been confirmed in these cases. It puts thyroid cancer at the epidemic category. Yet it's really not in the top 10 killer diseases listed by the World Health Organization yet. So medicine really does expect the situation to get worse before it gets better. And the real question is, what can we do for ourselves in balancing our thyroid and avoiding thyroid disease? Dr. Lori Worth, Massachusetts General, says there does indeed seem to be mounting evidence of the clinically significant increase in thyroid cancers in our population, end of quote. And it's really no surprise that this is happening, because what we've done to ourselves is we removed the natural iodine as a source of nutrition for the thyroid. So they take it out as ocean salt. They may put back a synthetic version, but they don't have to if they don't want to. And they don't let the land rest so the minerals build back up in the soil. They just throw fertilizer on it so we don't have the minerals in our produce like we should. Symptoms of thyroid issues, especially thyroid cancer, common ones are a lump or nodule in the neck area, change in your voice, some hoarseness, difficulty swallowing, neck or throat pain, and swollen neck lymph nodes. New study out of Yale of public health reported in February 2020, there's a higher rate of thyroid cancer among people with genetic variations, and they suspect it's from radiation-causing mutations. Well, we have a lot of radiation exposure with cell phones now. And if you're going for your annual x-rays, mammograms, and whatever, a mammogram is what, 700 x-rays? People aren't told these things. Right? Now, thank God some younger doctors are now warning people. They won't send them for a CT or an MRI unnecessarily because it's a lot of radiation, they say. Before, doctors downplayed the radiation, but now we got doctors kind of saying, well, I think it's the internet, really, because people can check that out for themselves. You know, right there in the emergency room. Here is a Yale school. They say cell phone users showing genetic variations are 2 times more likely to develop thyroid cancer. Well, it's because, you know, you're talking on your phone really close to that radiation. Also, according to the American Cancer Society, women are 3 times more likely to get thyroid cancer than men are. Women also develop cancer earlier and at younger ages. Of thyroid cancer rather than other cancers combined. So, and the U.S. National Library also weighs in. Clinical examination, 13% of people have thyroid swelling, almost 4% have thyroid dysfunction, and almost 4% have swelling and dysfunction at the same time. They said, we have found a significant correlation between total radiation exposure and increased in cell mutation. Right. So it's natural iodine, folks. I'm running out of time. So natural iodine, not synthetic iodine, is what the thyroid lives on. It uses the iodine, converts it to iodine to make hormones, and then those hormones go out through the body to provide metabolic assistance. And I've mentioned before, one is a neurotransmitter the brain uses for your sleep cycle and your breathing when you're sleeping. So they're suggesting, this is a Rutgers University study, they were suggesting that a thyroid that doesn't have enough iodine can possibly produce insomnia and sleep apnea. So instead of taking sleep aids and wearing a CPAP machine, what about just using some iodine to get that thyroid back in balance? We got to go for the cause, or we're not going to get a cure. We're just going to get symptom management if we do that. So we have to go for the cause to get the cure, or we settle for symptom management. I know a lot of you out there say, "Hey, I want the cure, thanks." Well, see, symptom management, you're paying for treatments and drug therapies for the rest of your life, so that's more lucrative, see. See, well people don't make the medical complex any money. Think about this. The business model is not for you to be well. It's to give you the illusion of wellness by propping you up with a bunch of therapeutic medications. It's just insane. Well, one of the natural sources I like to use for iodine is black walnut. Now, it's not the nut itself. It's the substance between the nut and the outer hull. Highest form of iodine in a natural source. Higher than ocean salt. Higher than seaweed. So, perk the thyroid up. Get some natural iodine going. That's what I would do. So if you're interested, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have black walnut in a little bottle, aged concentrate. You just take drops of it. And if you got a real sluggish thyroid because it's been starving for iodine, add some mullein. It'll soothe an exhausted gland like that. And then if you don't have any sensitivities to ginseng, I like to layer in some Siberian ginseng to give the gland stamina on a cellular level. So those three together have a nice synergistic action and can do wonders for the thyroid. So we don't need to be, you know, having thyroids removed really left and right. We just need to get the nutrition right. So some foods that will have your iodine sources, haddock, fish, sea bass, perch, cod, shrimp, seaweed, of course, and your black walnut, as I mentioned, also going to have that natural source of iodine. And by the way, if you don't have natural iodine in the system, you're going to have things like poor memory, slow heart rate, some weight gain, you know, sleep disturbances, high cholesterol, and fertility problems, menstrual irregularities, depression, skin problems, brittle hair, maybe your hands and feet feel cold all the time. So, you know, the thyroid does a lot. We just didn't know it did that until recently. So we need to protect that, and we don't want to have it, you know, removed unnecessarily. So black walnut, mullein, Siberian ginseng, all available at thepowerherbs.com if you want to check it out there. They do have a sleep apnea kit that contains those formulas as well. So be empowered out there. You can do more than the white coats can if you have the right tools and the knowledge to use them. I encourage you all to learn how to use your herbs. God promises they will deliver, and I am always amazed by them and never disappointed. God gets it right every day, all the time. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you a free catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget their sale, 25% off now through the 25th. Use coupon code 23SPRING on orders of $60 or more, and don't forget, restrictions apply. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well. ¶¶